online at kitchenradio.com.au. This is The Kitchen.
Serious political stuff right now. We have to just slow the tempo a little bit here. Serious, very serious stuff. When you see a sign called "Do Not Touch," Adam, I think it's fair to say you then decide, you know, not to touch it. It's in your best interest not
to
touch it.
It's generally why the sign is there in the first place.
That's generally why it's there. And, you know, there's some things where a sign's not there and you just know not to touch it. Mm-hmm. Someone clearly didn't tell US Vice President Mike Pence this week of that rule. He was visiting NASA, as you do, and he was actually looking, he was at the Kennedy Space Center, Adam.
Yeah.
And along came a piece of equipment and a picture here that says, "Critical space flight hardware," and then in red letters and capitals, "Do not touch." What does he do? He touches it.
Can I just say, like, as a kid, you walk into a store and your mum's like, "Look with your eyes, not with your hands."
Mm-hmm.
You don't have eyes in your hands. You can't see stuff with your hands. That's the most ludicrous comment ever.
That is ludicrous content. Pence then went on Twitter later on and actually blamed it on Florida Representative Marco Rubio, saying that it was him that dared him to do it. No.
Oh, it's a dare.
You don't do that.
Hey, can I dare him to do their job properly?
Own up to your responsibilities, mate. Own it up.
Wow.
And you were telling me of a time or a particular store where the temptation to touch something was really high.
Yeah, I wanted to see if a cactus was really prickly. After falling on
not.
It, you can
did
confirm,
not.
Is
you
prickly.
You did not.
I did. But I just want to question as well, on the note of this this space equipment getting touched, I did read an article earlier today that said NASA can't afford to send humans to Mars. Is it because he touched it and that was really expensive?
Kitchenradio.com.au